Patreon.com/WeHaveConcerns. If you want the show to keep going strong, if you enjoy it, please help support it. Patreon.com/WeHaveConcerns.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Comics are pretty good. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Jeff, we've talked before about how one of our shared favorite movies is The Thing.
We talk about it frequently.
Very frequently.
You know why? It's because so many of our stories can lead to The Thing happening.
Hey, here's one that could directly lead to The Thing happening. Joshua Caleb sent this in to the We Have Concerns subreddit. That's wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. Not only is that a wonderful place to send in stories, Jeff.
Yeah.
It's also a great place to talk about stories.
Oh.
And to meet up with other fans of the show.
That's a wonderful endeavor.
We dip in there every once in a while. I think I dip in a little more than you do. You're not as reddity.
Oh, I dip.
You dip.
I dip. We dip.
Yeah. I'm going to say it right here. I'm going to try to dip in more.
Yeah.
I want to dip in more.
We should be more dips.
Please.
More dips.
We got a dip.
Yeah.
But anyway, Joshua Caleb sent this in. This is a story from Gizmodo about how global warming. Have you heard of this? It's a conspiracy that the Chinese government created.
Yes. That's my understanding. Our president told me that.
Yes. It's a false thing that people are using to stop American business. And the
Dicks.
Lie that they are trying to perpetrate is that basically, through doing garbagey things to the environment, we are causing the general temperature of the Earth to rise to unsafe levels.
Weird.
Which is going to change
you mean
the
like
environment
being,
drastically.
Like, I don't know, being like in the 90s in late November here in Los Angeles? Like that kind of heat rising?
Yeah, but you know, Jeff, that comes in cycles is what the president told me.
True.
Anyway.
You mean like unprecedented levels of tornadoes and hurricanes off the Gulf Coast?
What is unprecedented? How much do you know about tornadoes? Are you a tornadologist?
I am not.
Well, then, Jeff, aren't you just kind of talking?
I am just kind of talking.
And then shouldn't you trust our president?
I should.
Okay. Because we elected him and he's our president.
It's true.
No, so here's what's going on. Global warming. Highest it's ever been.
Hottest our planet has ever been.
There's some real crazy stuff going on in the North Pole right now where it's like 20 degrees warmer than it's ever been.
Yeah.
20?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
You know what?
The number in my head is actually something like 40, which may be true, but it sounds so implausible to me that I'm cutting it down to 20.
Nice.
Because it can't be real. I must have the number wrong. but what's going on is we are seeing permafrost in places like Siberia, places like Greenland,
right.
Areas that have been frozen for thousands and thousands of years.
Right.
They're melting.
Uh-oh.
And when they melt, they are releasing bacteria and other microorganisms that have not been alive or existed in this on this planet for thousands of years.
That doesn't sound bad. That sounds lovely. Look at all the new life that's starting.
It's bringing new life to us all.
It's a renewal. It harkens back. It's making bacteria great again.
It's bring us back to that golden era. That golden era of bacteria and prosperity. Actually, here's what's going on. Like, we have dug into permafrost before to unearth.
You and I have?
Yeah. Do you not remember?
Oh, was that weird vacation that we took? Where you're like, hey, Jeff, take that shovel and dig over there.
Jeff,
and
I want you to put your hand over this candle. You seem to be having some memory issues. I'm just going to bring this flame closer to you. Scientists have dug into the permafrost before. We have found bacteria from thousands of years ago before, millions of years ago, actually. We have found seeds from 32,000 years ago.
Right.
And we've germinated these seeds. We've grown flowers from them.
Disgusting.
Gross. Must be stopped. This is actually something that biologists are actually really into.
Right. Well, it teaches you about evolution, about how the world has changed over that period of time. And, you know, if organisms are frozen in a very specific point in their development, we can kind of compare that to what's around today.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And in all honesty, the odds that bacteria from millions of years ago or thousands of years ago could affect us now negatively is very slight.
It's so slight you shouldn't even be concerned about it.
Well, because we have thousands and thousands of years of evolutionary development since then, in some cases millions.
It's nothing to worry about.
It's probably not. It's probably pretty incompatible, or maybe it's the worst thing. Once again, just like you are not a tornadologist, I am not a bacteriologist. These are all words. So like in a weird way, it's kind of a silver lining.
Oh, you think really that the data
warming?
That we're getting out of it is worth
We'll see how the last wave of creatures died before we die ourselves.
Oh,
and isn't that nice?
It sort of completes the circle.
To feel a connection to something?
Yeah.
You know?
It is nice. And then someday we too will be unearthed by a civilization
and they'll be like,
will have learned no lessons.
Well, they'll learn nothing and it'll be the same stuff. Yeah, there are good things that come out of finding these old organisms.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing good, really. There's no net good that comes out of the permafrost melting.
Right.
We need that permafrost.
Yeah.
That's a big problem.
Only for geological and planet-wide climate balance. That's the only reason we need it.
Yeah.
But, you know, other than that, it's fine.
I mean, do we really, though? Because, like... If global warming was happening, Jeff, why did it snow during the winter?
That is a good question. Although I've never seen it here, snow. I do understand there is snow.
Sure.
And in places. So, yeah, the world cannot be warming if there are still snow that exists.
Can I tell you what a creepy part of this is to me, other than John Carpenter's The Thing? So this is called resurrection ecology.
Oh.
You like that?
Yeah, there's nothing zombie about that.
No. Resurrection ecology. We bring back these bacteria. We bring back these plants. We study them. We get a better knowledge of the world in the past. But also,
they destroy us.
We could use resurrection ecology to give endangered species a genetic boost.
Oh, weird.
So think about this. Let's say that we have a population that is endangered.
Okay.
This endangered population, the numbers have dwindled so much that there isn't enough diversity within the population to breed healthy offspring anymore.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because they're sharing
it's
a gene
just,
pool.
Yeah.
It's too much.
You know, all inbreeding.
Yeah, it's all inbreeding. You could use cryopreserved tissue samples. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
They used cryopreserved tissue samples on the black-footed ferret.
Oh.
Okay? So they took well-preserved tissue samples from some of the lost ancestry of the black-footed ferret and used like a little gene splicing. Let's just give you a little bit of that material.
Let's just play God for a second.
Let's just play a little bit of God
just
to save you.
The teensy bit of God.
The teensiest bit of God with this genetic material to give you guys... more genetic diversity.
And what happened? So,
it worked.
Black-footed ferret is cool?
Yeah.
Nothing,
it's fine.
Nothing the thing about it?
Yeah, they're good.
They didn't the thing out or anything? There's no the thing happening?
Well, listen.
Because I'm concerned about the thing.
Yeah, I mean, we all are, and it could be any one of us at any time. I should mention that they've just kind of started these processes, and like they haven't found it. There's nothing bad yet, Jeff.
So far,
it's good.
We're taking long dormant genes,
yes,
and we're splicing them into current animals in order to diversify their gene pool.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we found some old genes lying around. Let's just throw them into the pool, and it'll diversify.
You've ever seen Jurassic Park?
Yes.
Because I've only ever seen the first 20 minutes of it. But I can tell you...
Everything works out fine.
I can tell you what. Based on those first 20 minutes, this is an idea that works.
Nature finds a way for fun.
Nature finds a way. That's good.
Yeah. You like that?
Yeah.
You really need to watch more of Jurassic Park.
I don't know. I feel like I got it.
Yeah.
They put the frog into the dinosaur, and then they get dinosaurs, and it's dope.
It is dope.
And there's a little cowboy hat guy. B.D. Wong is there, I think.
Yeah, I think he's there.
Yeah.
Nothing bad happens.
Nothing bad can ever happen. But this is kind of fascinating, right? We've talked about this before, the ability to figure out how we got to where we are through the resurrection of entire species, through the finding of these bacteria. Mm. We find these bacteria and we go, oh, this bacteria seems to be built to do this. This must have caused this,
right,
which caused these animals to die or change or move or whatever. And that's how we kind of got over here.
Right.
And that's how this, and bringing these things back can also show us, like, we can theorize as much as we want, but until we actually germinate those thousands of year old seeds, we don't really know,
right,
what those plants were like.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool,
I guess.
It's not cool that the permafrost is melting.
I mean, that's the worry that I have, is that people are like, see, guys, it's all part of a dance of nature. You know, it has nothing to do with man-made climate change fucking the world. It's just a dance of nature where things come and things go, and it's all part of the cycle.
Yeah. Can I tell you that based on this, scientists are already creating their own cryobanks. We're creating our own
cryobank.
We're creating our own scientific permafrost to save species in
cryobanks. Too cold to fail.
Too cold to fail. yeah, and so we're taking species and we are putting them in the cryobank.
Oh man!
And we're saving them just in case we run out.
Oh man, that's like,
and we'll bring them back later. Now, I've only ever seen the last 10 minutes of Titan A.E.
Uh huh. Right.
But it seems like...
That's more than almost anyone has seen of that movie.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big fan of Lit, the band Lit. but it seems like that idea works.
Yeah.
You go to a new planet.
You got the cryobank.
You got the cryobank.
You just take a withdrawal from the cryobank.
A little withdrawal from the cryobank.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of dope. I think it's funny that, like, what we're doing now, without the context of global warming and the possible also global conflict to come,
mm-hmm,
and the destruction of our own species from within. Without that context, the cryobank is kind of a dope Star Trek-y idea.
It is kind of a dope Star Trek-y
idea. With the context of the world as it is right now,
yeah,
it's a little dystopian.
Yeah.
Like, there are two ways to read this.
It's like, I would like to... the reason I'm here to apply for this loan is that my family and I have a dream, and mm-hmm, we don't have our own yeast samples to start our bakery,
mm-hmm,
but we feel like if we put up the collateral of our home, maybe you would be willing to give us a loan of some yeast samples so that when we make our bakery, we'll have leavened bread and other delicacies that people on this new planet will enjoy like they did back home.
Listen, I appreciate your business plan. It's a wonderful business plan.
Thank you. We worked all night on it.
And all right, just one night on a business plan, huh? That's it? That's all you put into
it? Well, by night, I mean the entire...
How long have you been thinking about becoming a baker?
The entire journey to this planet, which seems like one long, extended
night.
Oh,
I get it. No, yes. It was a very dark time. A lot of us ate each other.
Yes.
So I see, metaphorically.
Yeah, I speak in metaphors.
You worked the long night on it.
Right, it's going to be the metaphorical bakery.
Yeah. Well, now the bakery has to be a tangible bakery. You understand that, right?
Yes.
The night was metaphorical. It was the long night of our...
No,
of
it'll
humanity.
Be a real bakery.
But the bakery has to be a real bakery.
Metaphors. It'll be like
it's gotta, like, there's no reason to have metaphorical bread.
Pastry of dreams.
No, it would have to be a puff, like a real pastry.
Right, the bagel of hope.
I can't eat a dream.
No, the bagel of hope that you'll spread the schmear of
hard work. None of this is in the business plan. The business plan reads like you're actually going to bake bread.
Well, we need real yeast. Yeah, we need real yeast.
Why?
The seed of yeast builds the dream of hope that we then turn into bagels. You got to have that really good yeast for the bagels. It's very specific.
No.
You know how that New York bagel has a specific taste?
Do you know there are only 3 yeast cultures left in all of humanity?
Yeah, and you guys have all of them. Talk about a monopoly in the bank system. Not that I want to go on a rant here.
Okay, listen. I'm not giving you 33% of humanity's remaining yeast for a dream.
And we're putting up collateral on our house back home, which is definitely still there after the zombie war.
No, it's not.
It
None
definitely
of them are.
Is. You can't prove it's not.
That's true. I can't. Because we are required to never speak of or look at Earth.
Yes.
Such is the pact.
It's a loan. I'll repay you the yeast.
All right, you can. You can have pumpernickel. That's it.
Pumpernickel, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I guess we could make some loaves of joy. Pumpernickel. Pumpernickel doesn't bring joy.
No, it doesn't.
Ah, not fucked.
Only to the old, of which there are no more. Because we jettisoned them because they weighed too much.
Yeah.
Once again, we are required never to speak of that. I think just like we should preserve a sample of everything, that's why we have museums.
Hmm. You think our genes, we should have this?
We should preserve living things the way we preserve the rest of the culture. I like this idea.
What about just keeping them alive? Making sure they don't die.
Oh, Jeff, the glass is always half full in your world.
Yeah.
There will be one half glass to share between all of us in 20 years, Jeff.
You know what,
and
though?
And then it'll feel real half empty.
Yeah. And the water wars happen.
I think it's cool. And I like that we're learning. I like that we're learning a lot about where, like, the ancient past of this world, and we can actually see physical examples
of it. You talk about me being the positive one. I think this is an abnormally
I like that we were just getting it when we were just getting it from drilling.
Right.
When a scientist would go with a drill and be like, we're going
to
thaw this out.
I didn't have to drill this at all. It's just this puddle here.
All this bacteria just showed up.
Just drizzled down.
All the farm animals have four eyes now. That's fine.
Oh, you remember that big rock that used to be here? That was a glacier. Yeah, I know, but now it's just a puddle with all this great stuff in it.
Also, my commute is like 20 minutes instead of an hour and a half now, because I was always like, gotta go around the ice rock.
Glacier.
What do you guys think about this? I mean, obviously it's dystopian and everything is a nightmare, but...
But bright side!
Bright side, am I right?
Look at all the cool stuff we get back.
Look at all the cool stuff we get back, everybody. Let us know what you think about this on Twitter. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
You can hashtag those pumpernickel.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, guys, as always, if you like the show.
Oh, I like the show very much.
I know, and I'm not even going to fight this anymore.
Thanks.
Head to iTunes, Stitcher, Google, wherever you listen to the show, and whatever mechanism they have for rating the show, give it the highest of those ratings.
Yeah, the highest.
Don't worry about what you actually feel.
Ignore your feelings like we do.
We ignore our feelings all the time.
Yeah.
We all must ignore our feelings and rate this show as highly as possible.
Yay!
For only then will we attain what we want. Which is, like, I guess just having high ratings.
High ratings.
We don't have big dreams.
No.
We have very small dreams, and it's so easy for you guys to help us attain them.
Achieve our dreams!
Achieve our dreams before the whole planet melts.